We're going to follow up now on an intelligence report that jolted American policy. It's the recent finding that Iran halted its nuclear weapons program more than 4 years ago. That report undercut the Bush administration's argument about the looming security threat of Iran. It also reopened old tensions over intelligence at the top levels of the U.S. government. NPR's Tom Gelton has the second of two reports.
The full national intelligence estimate on Iran is 140 pages, but the first 15 words get all the attention. The judgment made with high confidence that Iran halted its nuclear weapons program in the fall of 2003. The estimate also said Iran at one time was working to build a nuclear bomb and still has some of the elements for a weapons program, but those statements came later in the document. Former CIA analyst Paul Piller helped write many estimates as the National Intelligence Officer for the Near East. He says the drafters of this Iran NIE would have known that a lot would ride on the way they presented their conclusions.
A great deal of time and attention and negotiation typically goes into not just what the judgments are in one of these estimates, but how they're arranged. What's going to be in the first paragraph? Even more so, what's going to be in the first sentence?
Some NIE critics say the drafters should have written it differently to emphasize the evidence of Iran's continuing interest in nuclear weapons. But a senior intelligence official involved in the NIE preparation says the emphasis on the halt in Iran's weapons program was proper. We got new information that we judged to be credible, he says, that changed the judgment on a key point. There is important background here. When it turned out there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, the CIA and other agencies were criticized for not having made clear that the WMD evidence was shaky. Paul Piller says the NIE drafters may not have wanted to be accused again of enabling a march to war, this time with Iran.
If the intelligence community is going to be criticized in many of the ways that it was in the Iraq case, then one should not be surprised if in a case like this, amid all the talk of going perhaps to war again, that the estimators might have shaped an estimate in a way that would take this military option off the table.
Some administration hardliners, not surprisingly, are now pushing back. The Wall Street Journal this week quoted a longtime aide to Vice President Dick Cheney as saying anonymously that the NIE authors, quote, knew how to pull the rug out from under us. Senior intelligence officials counter that no one has yet challenged the hard evidence provided for the NIE conclusions, only the presentation. But this week, President Bush himself came close to saying he doesn't agree with the NIE. The estimate said this: Iran's decision to halt its nuclear weapons program suggests it is less determined to develop nuclear weapons than we have been judging. In an interview broadcast last night on Fox News, the president was asked if he believed the NIE. He shrugged and said he believed the professionals who prepared the NIE, quote, were very sincere, but then he gave his own view of the Iranians' intentions, not quite consistent with the NIE.
I believe they want a weapon, and I believe that they're trying to gain the know-how as to how to make a weapon under the guise of a civilian nuclear program.
The current director of national intelligence, Mike McConnell, has not yet responded to criticism of the NIE, but neither has he apologized for its conclusions. Here's how McConnell described the intelligence community's mission in a speech to students yesterday at St. Mary's College in Maryland.
We're attempting to earn the trust of the American public as professionals in the intelligence community. We're not political, we're professional. And we're going to go collect that information, and we're going to provide it to a set of decision makers that are going to have different points of view.
In a speech last November, McConnell said that if he found the Bush administration accepting parts of the Iran intelligence and ignoring others, if the estimate were, in his words, cherry-picked in an inappropriate way, he would feel a professional obligation to object, and he would submit his resignation. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.
If you missed Tom's first report, you have a second chance to hear it. Just go to our website, npr.org.